Vatican rejects gender theory as contrary to right reason. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 11, 2019. The Vatican has condemned gender theory for attempting to separate a person's gender from their biological sex, leading to an untenable utopia of the neuter. In its 30-page text, titled Male and Female He Created Them, the Vatican's Congregation for Catholic Education denounces an educational crisis stemming from efforts to indoctrinate children with mistaken notions of gender fluidity and human sexuality. The text, whose release coincides with the LGBT celebrations of Pride Month, says that school curricula are being planned and adopted that reflect an anthropology opposed to faith and to right reason. This disorientation cancels out differences between men and women, the text says, presenting them instead as merely the product of historical and cultural conditioning. Gender theory, whose roots can be traced to the mid-20th century, was based on a reading of sexual differentiation that was strictly sociological. The letter states, downplaying biology and accentuating the role of external conditioning. When such studies were applied to human sexuality, they often did so with a view to demonstrating that sexuality identity was more a social construct than a given natural or biological fact, the text affirms. In the 1990s, gender theory moved toward a radical separation between gender and sex, with the former having priority over the latter, it continues. Such a goal was seen as an important stage in the evolution of humanity, in which a society without sexual differences could be envisaged. The separation of sex from gender led the way to transgenderism. The text states, according to which a person can choose a gender not corresponding to his or her biological sex. In the end, gender theory is marked by a move away from nature, whereby both sexual identity and the family become subject to the same liquidity and fluidity that characterize other aspects of postmodern culture, often founded on nothing more than a confused concept of freedom in the realm of feelings and wants. The process of identifying sexual identity is made more difficult by the fictitious construct known as gender neuter or third gender, which has the effect of obscuring the fact that a person's sex is a structural determinant of male or female identity, it states. The letter goes on to repropose the Christian vision of the human person, created by God as male and female, who together image their creator. Follow it, Williams from